We continue in the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. The Israelites have arrived at the Red Sea, and now they see the army approaching. This is the third day of their freedom, all right? So 3 days, and they come and find the army has trapped them against the Red Sea. These words. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you. And you have only to keep still." The Israelites are full of fear. And can we blame them? On only the third day out of Egypt, and now the army with all its chariots has roared upon them, and they seem to have nowhere to go with their backs against the Red Sea. There are fears that help us, and there are fears that harm us. Some fears warn us, and some fears tell us lies. The hurricane hit Florida, and a large portion of our family lives there. An elderly couple there in our family, in the Orlando area, was asked by all the other family members to leave the home and come and be with someone else where it would be safer and someone could look after them. They'd been through many hurricanes before, so they thought it was no big deal. Except there is a difference in this one. The man of the couple is on oxygen. Never been through hurricane before, being dependent on oxygen and the power needed to run that oxygen. So the family begged them to leave, to go to a grandson's home or any of the other homes. But a grandson's home was in an area of Orlando that is one of the last to lose power. It just seems to have power. But they said no, they weren't leaving. And no one could stay with them either. What do you do? And so the hurricane hit, and at midnight, their power went out. Now, they had said they have backup oxygen, not to worry. They hooked up the backup oxygen wrong. So it ran out a bit quicker than what it was supposed to. Didn't deliver the oxygen needed. The tank ran out. Then they hooked up the portable concentrator, which doesn't quite deliver enough oxygen. And after not having oxygen in sufficient amounts through the night, it's not too good in the mid-morning. The daughter, who's a nurse, tried to get to the home, but everything was flooded. Cell phone service out, power out, couldn't get there. Didn't get there until the floods finally receded. Of course, there were power lines down. You could be ticketed if you were out on the road, but she went anyway. Got to the home, he was barely breathing. Took no for an answer, would not take no for an answer, gathered him up, rushed him off with the concentrator to the home of the grandson who had power, the only one who had power of all the family. After several hours of breathing, again, with help, he was all right. Now, there is a fear that warns us. I guess if a hurricane comes, should you be warned? Should you be a little afraid? Should maybe you think the power might go out? And if you're in need of oxygen, you might want to be with someone who can help you. Wouldn't that warn you? And of course, then there's the fear that tells us lies. And that fear goes something like this. It will all be all right. There is nothing to worry about. I have oxygen that will last. I am more comfortable in my house than I will be anywhere else. I'm not going. You can't tell me what to do. You're trying to take away my independence. All right? How can we tell the difference between the fear that warns us and the fear that tells us lies? That's a good question, isn't it? How do we tell the difference? Egypt's coming upon the Israelites. They are afraid. That's all right, isn't it? Because that fear ought to warn them, we need to do something. We're forced with a decision here. But before they go very far, the fear that warns them turns into the fear that tells them lies. And how do we know the difference? This is just one suggestion. Fear that warns presents us with options. Fears that tell us lies limit our options. We think we're forced into a corner and that our options have suddenly shrunk. And so look what the Israelites do. They start off with being afraid, and that's all right. It's trying to warn them. Fear serves as a warning, but then it turns to lies. And this is what they say. They turn to Moses and they say, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness?" All right, so there's the first lie. They're going to die in the wilderness. All right? And that Moses did it on purpose. He just swept in there with God, and all those plagues were to take them out of Egypt, to bring them to the wilderness so they could die there. What a lie. Also, you see how sarcastic they are? Was it because there were no graves in Egypt? What do you know about Egypt? They loved graves back then. They built big ones, didn't they? In fact, people make a living off of finding them these days and putting them in museums. It is estimated that 3/4 of the land available was available for graves. They loved graves. But there's something else here. They have forgotten who's in some of those graves. Their children that Pharaoh murdered. Their companions who died under the whip, building Pharaoh's graves. Fear will tell us lies. Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Really? Have they forgotten how they asked God to deliver them out of Egypt? Did they forget that? They've already begun to say it's better to be a slave than it is to be free. They're believing lies. But God tells us the truth. Moses says, "Do not be afraid. God will fight for you." One theologian looks at the Bible and looks all the way through and says one of the central themes of the whole Bible is, "Do not be afraid." And Jesus said that. Do not be afraid. Don't have the kind of fear that limits you, thinking you have no choices. God is the God who gives us choices. Fear plagues people today. Psychologists tell us that whenever you have a compulsion, there's usually a fear behind it. Did you know that? You're compelled to do something. Some addiction. There's some kind of fear behind it. So you're going to have a marriage class soon. Let me give you one from that affects marriage and all relationships. Here it is. It's the lie that there is a perfect partner out there. Okay? It is a lie that happens in our world, doesn't it? I mean, it's perpetuated by Hollywood. There is a perfect partner out there. And the implication is that the perfect partner will what? Meet all your needs. Meet all your needs. Doesn't that sound delightful? Someone to meet all our needs. Now, what's the fear behind that? The fear is, I won't get all my needs met. I'm not getting all my needs met. I'll never get my needs met. That probably goes back to childhood. Somebody didn't meet your needs in childhood. You didn't get that bottle on time. Okay? They were a little slow with the diaper. All right. I've got good news, though. You don't have to have all your needs met. Some people think God exists to meet all our needs. Mm-mm. No way. In fact, I find, as I've related to God over many, many years, that sometimes God says, give up that need. Give it up. You think you need it, you really don't. In fact, if I give you and meet all your needs, you'll just turn into a selfish, whining person. I would rather have you grow up than have all your needs met. I am not here to meet all your needs, baby. But how often do we think about God that way? The Israelites think God's just to meet all their needs. Take away all their fears so they will not suffer anymore. That they'll suffer less with the Egyptians than they'll suffer with God. Which is a lie. God wants us to be whole, not to have all our needs met. In fact, I have often become a better person when my needs weren't met than when they were. Another little line that goes along with that is, I deserve to be happy. Oh yeah, she says. Oh yeah, I deserve to be happy. Really? You deserve it, huh? You know, there's a fear behind that. Again, it's the same one. You know, I fear suffering. I fear that. And what is... Here's the deal. God wants us to learn how to handle being happy and how to handle being unhappy. God wants us to learn to deal with both of those. Some people can't handle happiness. So anytime they are happy, they just make something up so they're not. I'm not trying to be a comedian here, but but isn't that true? Don't some people sabotage? I'm happy. Oh, goodness, somebody's going to die. All right? And then some people can't handle being unhappy. They can't handle it. And so they do all sorts of self-destructive things. It's fear. And God simply wants us to grow up and begin to share our fears with God and to be honest. Jesus said, "The truth will set you free." So here they are looking at the Israelites coming and they say, "We're going to die." Now, slaves are usually worthless if they're dead. So I doubt the army's there to kill them all. But that's not even the deal, is it? The deal is, can we trust God who tells the truth? Or would we rather believe our own lies? And as a church, we are called to tell the truth about life. And there are too many lies that are letting run rampant in our world. I heard a comedian say this. Everyone says those people from the South are taking our jobs. They also say they're lazy. Which is it? You see, we believe so many lies and let them go by. And the comedian went on to say, "Well, some Latinos work really hard and some are lazy." "Oh, like all people!" The church has to start saying no to letting things like that go by. That people are just out to take our jobs. That's a lie. We let them go by. And God is displeased. All because there's some sick fear behind it. There is enough work. There is enough. Our marriages can endure and be happy and fulfilled. We don't have to find a better model. And we are not going to die in the wilderness alone. God is with us. Let's pray. Holy God, we have become so comfortable with fear, we don't even recognize lies sometimes. And we are your children. And how much worse it must be for those who do not know you. Help us to speak the truth. Too often, Lord, we tell everyone to leave us alone, just like the Israelites. And we withdraw from the very people who can help us, all because we're afraid. And we don't want to hear the truth. Help us, God, to be open to the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.